So it is good day to you, huh? We introduce ourselves. Our name is Aronda. And we bring with us an entire council of light. For those of you who we have not met yet, huh? It is good to see you. For those of you who we have met, huh? It is good to see you too. So you made it all the way to 2019, even though Ali keeps rushing things to 2020. Yes. You see, 2020 is a pinnacle year. It is that year of divine partnership with you and this planet and the galactics as we are working towards this evolution of humankind. This year, right here, right now, 2019, take a deep breath. It is that year of change. It is catatonic, all those cata words, huh? Is changing right now. And you have two choices. We started to say you have one choice, but everything is a choice, yes? You can either say yes, or you can say, it's too much, I say no. And what good is that going to do you? Not much, because the changes are going to happen anyway. So you can either be comfortable and sail through and visualize everything that you are choosing. Feel it in your emotional body, everything that you are choosing to say yes to. And if you feel yourself struggling with that yes, because the changes are not necessarily small ones. You know, in 1 week, the vessel Maryland bought a house, and 3 days later, she moved in, and then the joy decided, well, we're going to go to Missouri, too, and moved there, too. All they had to do was say yes. And when they feel themselves being a bit frustrated, that means they're pushing against the energy. Stop it. Do not do that. It serves no purpose. So when you find yourself breathing difficultly or breathing and pushing, just stop, take a deep breath. Your breath is very important at this point in time. We also ask you, to pay attention to the water. The water on your planet is very important. How much of your water is in your body? How much do you drink a day? What happens if you do not have that? It's not very pretty, eh? So when someone says, we're going to promote new water, and you say, oh, I don't have another thing to invest in, I don't have another energy, know that that new water is your future. So pay attention. That is why they brought the vessel in the Maryland, the vessel Maryland and the joy into an area that is of multitude water. Three lakes and four rivers come through that area. Because it starts in the heart of the dove, it starts in the heart of this planet. You understand that even though it may start in the heart of this nation that you are in, if you are listening in this nation, it truly starts in your own heart. We are here only to remind you of who you are in this cataclysmic change. You are the love. So anything that separates you from that love is truly going to rise up to the surface to be let go of and integrated in this year. So you will be prepared for the divine partnership of next year. So you will be prepared for the master builder that next year brings. Is that all right? That is good, because it would happen anyway. You are the volunteers. The world is shifting and changing. Everybody and their sisters running for president in the United States. So why not have the one that you pick? Everything is consciousness. Remember, anything that lowers your vibration is not consciousness. Everything that raises your vibration is a part of that shift of consciousness. And you're the ones that raised your hand to say that you are here. Okay, we are the activists for the new human. We are the activists for the new planet. We are the activists for the new galaxies. Who knows how many galaxies there are out there? We're going to activate them anyway. Yes? Yes, because you're saying yes to everything. Yes? We thank you for that, huh? You understand that by you just saying yes, for you just showing up, for you expanding your heart to that love that you are, everything else shifts around you. Your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your cousin, your next-door neighbor, the people at the market, even the people at Walmart, huh? With the Walmartians. So every single energy is going to be shifting in this year. It is going to shift one way or another. And you are the volunteers that are helping it to shift up. Trust yourself, dearest. There are no accidents that you attended this planet at this point in time. You may be visiting here, but you're putting down a few roots here as well. That trust in your heart is the power place of the next stage of humanity on this planet and all others. Breathe into that. Oh, we love you deeply. We see you. We see your heart, your light, your brightness, and we are your cheerleaders. This boomba, rah rah. You're doing a fine job. We bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The subject of the channelings becomes closer and closer to a point which I'm going to call the discovery of a new country. And I want to lay on that for a moment, for it is a metaphor that I want you to examine. It's not realistic, dear ones, that the metaphor would be actual, for this earth has been mapped and mapped and then mapped more. You know where everything is, and truly there are no hidden land masses. So this is a metaphor. If you are a historian in archaeology, if you were any of these and you discovered something new within your own country that had never been seen before or never developed before, that was a surprise to you, it would still be something that was understandable. For if it was in your own country, it would follow the cultures and the laws of nature there. You would expect to find animals there that you recognize, perhaps even indigenous cultures that you didn't know about, but you'd find out about. It was a new discovery within your own country, because you'd know. But what if in this parable, you actually discovered another continent? In some way had been hidden, but was there. And as you approached that, you'd realize that the paradigms of the new continent had no attachments to any other continent. And so what was there were animals you'd never seen before, perhaps humans who had a different kind of human nature because they had never met you. They had never interacted with anyone in history at all. Almost like you had discovered a new planet. But instead, it's right here in front of you. Crying, that's too far-fetched. I can't believe it. Dear ones, I'm asking you to go along with a parable. That if you discovered this new country, how would you then approach it? And the answer would be carefully. Because the paradigms on that place would be nothing you had ever seen. That country is called the new human. Because the paradigms that you're going to see and talk about, discover, live with, you'd never seen before. The metaphor of the animals that are different are the things that you will meet in energies that you never thought you'd meet. And that, dear ones, is a new discovery that is starting to appear as a new consciousness on the planet. Now, the new consciousness is not then relegated to those who would believe a certain way. Because consciousness is worldwide. It is the way people think, and it's going to happen everywhere. Slowly, it's going to be discovered that there is more to what you think. In that discovery, light is generated, and in that, new consciousness creates energy that hasn't been seen before. We have said this before, and I'll reiterate it, for some don't understand what I'm talking about. New consciousness creates compassion. A kind of compassion that has only been relegated to a few on the planet. And instead, it starts to be spread over the masses. This is a compassion for all around you. A compassion for everything you see with your eyes or hear with your ears. That you get a different kind of message. And you change the reaction that you used to have in the past. We've spoken of these things so many, many, many times in many ways. But what we really haven't identified clearly is this. If you have something new in consciousness, is there something else you can expect? My partner spends a lot of time and has in the past proving to you scientifically that what the earth now understands and realizes that consciousness is energy. Whether it's the experiments at what you call Princeton or that which has been done by what you call heart math, now scientists are starting to agree that consciousness has certain kinds of parameters because it affects physics. And if consciousness affects physics, therefore it must be considered energy on the playing field of physics on this planet. So what happens if you change consciousness? And the answer is the development of new energy. It's unexpected. And that development of what it is going to be more contagious in a good way, in a benevolent way, in a positive way than you ever expected. There are those who would listen to this message and say, this is a Pollyanna channel, this guy. Everything is going to be okay. Things are going to happen. Isn't it wonderful? And they'll say, well, yeah, there's 7 billion of us. How long is that going to take when only a few are involved? Well, they don't know about the new energy that is going to be created through new consciousness. That new consciousness is going to create an energy that people will see and appreciate and love and want to be part of. It's going to change everything. Business, politics, science. And it's going to push it in an exponential way because it does that. Based in love. It does that. You don't have to wait in an old paradigm the way you have now. And when people wake up to certain things and generations go by before there's a big aha, oh yeah, let's change things. That's not what's going to happen. Change is in the air, and compassion is the driver. And it's going to create a new energy, something you haven't seen before, which will be given a name eventually, that is going to spread a compassionate push. It's going to make people back up and reanalyze, for instance, what they say and what they do. A new feeling of belonging to something that is beautiful. A new purpose. When you see a light you never saw before, you reevaluate the darkness. This is the new energy that I speak of. This is the undiscovered country. And so this new country, this new consciousness, you tread lightly in, because you really don't know how it works. But eventually you'll find out. It is beautiful, and it is new. And eventually you will also realize that history will not repeat itself because of what you're doing now. And things that change around you will be remarkable that you never expected. And they will push the envelope of what you ever thought could be in this, a culture you thought you knew well. This is the future. As fast or slow as the ones in this room desire. But it is here. The snowball is rolling. And so it is.